The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
I told you you'd never get up for work. Do you know how much wine you drank?
No, it wasn't the wine. It was that stuff you had. I only had one drag. Oh, no wonder it's illegal.
You passed out on me. I had to put you to bed.
Oh, God.
Does you go to have a party now and again? Trouble with you, Mark. You're too conservative. Hey, now you've got the day off. Why don't we go somewhere?
Oh. Philip, I can't even get out of bed way I feel.
Alton Towers, we could go Alton Towers.
Oh, just the thing.
Sorry, Mark, forgot. You don't like the corkscrew.
Rise and shine.
Oh.
Wendy, do you never knock?
I got your breakfast.
Coffee?
Coffee, yeah, bacon, eggs, beans, tomatoes.
Oh, Wendy, no. What are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Phil, forgot you're a veggie.
Oh, no, look at the state of it, drowning in grease.
Oh, shut up, morning. I shan't bother in future.
You want to eat it if you realise what that does to your heart.
Now, compared to men who broke it. Look at you, Mark. What a mess. What have you been doing to him, Philip?
Oh, shut up, Wendy, and pass me a coffee.
Wendy, talk to him, will you? I want to go off somewhere for the day and look at him.
Wendy, do us a favour. Ring in sick for me.
Oh, I have my uses, don't I?
Numbers on pad. The boss's name's Mr. Blow.
Don't worry, I'll use my charm.
Tell him I've got upset stomach.
No, far from the truth if you eat that junk. Oh,
God, that was embarrassing.
Why? Wendy's been really good about it.
Yeah, but it's not her. I'm worried about it.
It's me parents. Oh, you've got to tell him sooner or later, Mark.
Tonight. I've made my mind up. Tonight.
You can't. You're going to the theatre with Bernard.
Oh, heck, yeah. I'll have to tell him I can't go. I wanted to see my mum and dad anyway, and our Cheryl. I feel really bad about not visiting since she lost it, like.
Oh, you sent a card and flowers.
That's not the same.
I have a feeling I'll be sending you a card and flowers after tonight.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, my head.
Oh, families, eh? Come here. I'll give you one of my famous massages.
No, don't.
What's up?
Wendy might barge in again.
That's all right.
Mr. Blow! Oh. Sorry, should I go out again? Mr. Blow says you've got to work Saturday instead. Got a sexy voice, hasn't he? Is anybody about?
Shh, I'm on the phone. Hello, Duck, yeah. 350, right. Lawn Street, Ammleside. Okie dokie, love, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Try, Duck.
Let's keep it on, sir, Ray Colcliffe. Where are you meeting her?
Don't talk daft, mother-in-law, that with a veil. I'm going down on Saturday.
Good, you can wear that bubble hat, I knit you.
Hey, they've got this purpose-built stand for people like me. 350 get in, ain't bad, is it? It'll cheer me up. Hey, good for our Mark and all. See a man's game instead of them airy-fairy pop bands he goes for see. And that shower of shite that theatre.
He's accepted your offer, has he?
Well, not yet. I'm going the garage after for see him.
Good, because you'll need somebody with you, with all that pushing and shoving. Better get kicking, hadn't I? Knit your jumper to go with your hat.
Aye, well, if you do, see if you can manage black and white instead of lime green, eh?
Where's Irene?
Ah, she potties round like nobody's business. She's round Brin's now. He's given us a lettuce for tea.
Sticking to diet, then, are you?
Aye, and feel much better for it. You ought to think again and all, Connie, where you puff and pant after you've walked a couple of yards.
I'm a lot older than you, you know.
Hiya, Dad. Hiya, Gran. Just come see if you need anything.
There, you turned over a new leaf, huh, Wendy?
Have I?
I only wish your father would and all. Now, but abuse has come from him ever since I walked in.
Cheer up, Dad.
Would anybody like a brew?
She's sensationalising, taking a notice. Hey, I'm going to watch Fail Saturday.
Hiya, Dad. Smashing. Who with?
Mark. I'm going to show him some class. What's up?
Oh, I don't think he'll be able to make it, Dad. I think he might be working Saturday.
Oh, well, he ain't. I'll pop round garage after. Never know. Might be able to persuade that Bluer fella give him day off.
He wanna be there, Dad.
He ain't a poorly, is he?
He's got today off, actually.
Oh, I'll pop round here, then. I've been meaning to do that.
No, no, don't bother yourself. You rest.
Hey, I'm not incapable of moving, you know.
No, sorry, I didn't mean that. I meant, you'd be wasting your time, Dad, because Mark's gone somewhere with Philip.
Philip? Oh, that's Ladder's Lodges there, isn't it?
But he's coming round tonight, Dad, so...
Is he? Oh, save me a journey, then, auntie. Now, what about you, Wen? Any news on the job front?
I love Italian, Mark, don't you? Spaghetti's gorgeous. Even I can't cook like this. Remember when I was a student, I lived on pasta.
Fattening though, isn't it?
Nah, it's okay, as long as you exercise. We could go for a game of squash one day, if you like. How do you feel now?
Better, actually. This lasagna's doing me a power of good.
Another lager? Or do you want some more wine? Mark, are you still alive?
God, I thought it was.
What?
It's Bernard. Bernard's coming in.
Who's his friend then?
I don't know, do I?
Give him a wave, then. Hello, Bernard.
Philip. Mark. What are you doing here?
Shooing arse. What's it look like I'm doing?
No, I meant, why aren't you at work?
Didn't feel like it today.
We had a rave up last night.
Really? Well, why wasn't I invited? Hey, listen, Mark, are we still on for the theatre tonight?
I don't really know, Bernard.
No problem. We could all go. Make a foursome. A chap at the bar's a colleague, Bob. No, you'll like him. He's great fun.
Hey, that looks good, Philip.
Listen, we could join you, would you mind? Bob! Over here!
I thought though battle axe would never go, Wendy.
Well, I've got to be off and all, Dad, I'm afraid.
Oh, dunna go, duck. Sit down a bit. You're not seeing your mother yet. She'll be pleased to see you.
Where is she? She moved in with Bryn or something?
Dunna you start. I've had different ones giving me advice on how to keep hold of my lady ever since that coal truck left me useless.
Really though, Dad, do you ever worry about Mum?
Running off? Nah. A good on your mammy's. Soul to the earth. When you think of what she's had put up with, you'd wonder why she stopped here. I've told myself I'm going to walk again, and that's what I'm going to do. You watch.
I will, Dad.
I'm going to the Awood next week, see? See this physiotherapist, Ken Fuller. So I've been doing some little exercises, haven't I? You know, the type of thing. And I've been trying leaving myself out of this chair a bit. Swelling seems to have gone down, so I'm on the mend, Wend.
Brilliant. I like it, Dad.
Then I won't have to worry about my lady. I'll keep her happy. Do you know, I'm looking forward to Saturday. All my life I dreamed of taking my lad the pub for a session, and as soon as he's old enough, wallop. So, we'll go down the Vale, and perhaps even have a few pints in the pub. What about that, eh?
Well, that's what I call decent food. Good company and all, Bernard.
Do you like Bob then, Philip? He's an entertainer. He's got 5 kids, you know.
Where's he getting all his energy?
Dish out the beer, Mark.
Pity he can't meet the new Vic tonight. What about you then, Mark?
Oh, Mark's got summit on.
Really? What's that?
Oh, I'm going to visit my mum and dad.
He's going to tell them.
Really? Are you sure?
I'm a hecker's like.
So why, Mark?
I've got to, aren't I? My gran knows, and she's a walking sentinel.
I only had to tell me mum. Her and me dad, well, they were divorced when I was 3. I haven't seen him since. How about you, Bernard?
Well, I never actually told them. And it's never been discussed. Oh, they do know. They just choose not to bring it up. But in a way, it was easier then, because AIDS wasn't in the headlines.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I reckon they'll come up with the equation, gay equals AIDS.
Well, they needn't. I can tell you all the facts about AIDS, Mark.
Oh, do you have to?
Of course. It's important, Philip. But Mark's unsure, and we can help him put his case forward.
He's not on trial, Bernard. Why make it sound so legal? If you do that, you'll have to bear in mind Mark's under 21 for a start.
What? I'm a breaking law.
Look, let's just worry about AIDS.
Why should we worry about it?
Sorry, figure of speech. I mean, talk about it.
It's a fact that the fastest percentage increase is in heterosexuals between 16 and 35.
Principally women, yes.
So it's not the gay plague at all, then?
No, Mark, that's rubbish.
As far as I'm concerned, whichever side of the fence you sit on, you're okay as long as you keep to one partner.
But do you do that?
Yes, I do.
What about the relationship you told us about last week?
It's over.
And now you have another partner, Mark.
That's different. We're not having sex.
Oh, do we have to have all this?
If you did, Philip, you're new to each other. But if you did, have you had an HIV test?
No.
So how do you know you haven't got it?
I just do. Everybody knows about safe sex. It's on telly. And every magazine you pick up, well, it glares at you. If anyone's daft enough to sleep around and not wear a condom, well, it's their lookout.
I just think it's better to know. If we're going to prevent the spread of this killer, and it is a killer, we have a responsibility to help the medical profession improve the outlook.
I have a responsibility to my partner.
Oh, look, can't we just have a drink?
Sure. I'm going to the bar.
I'm sorry about the theatre, Bernard.
In a way, Mark Phillips' right. If you have a test, it doesn't mean you're vaccinated. As soon as you find another partner, for whatever reason, the test becomes invalid. I'm sorry, you look horrified. I'm not trying to worry you. It's just that this is your first relationship, and it's important that you're aware of things.
Bernard, I'm not daft. I know the risks. I'm not even into sexual intercourse.
But, Mark, all I ask is that you get some condoms, just in case.
Sorry, is it about time?
Oh, what, Wendy? You've saved me. I'm just being brief for tonight.
Oh, yeah. Matt, do you think it's the best thing?
Well, they've got to know sometime, Wendy.
I've got to go. Wendy, have my drink.
Ah, Wendy, the one who likes paint the kettle.
Sorry about that, Philip. I cleaned it out.
So, you can't make the theatre, Mark. Looks like I'm going solo.
Sorry. Hey, can you go, Phil?
Philip?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. At least it'll prove I'm not always a stirrer. Eh? Oh, OK, I'm ready. Well, then, see you later. Good luck.
Yes, Mark. I'll be in touch.
Bye.
You look worried, Mark. Listen, do you want me to come with you?
Oh, would you, End? I'd appreciate that. As long as you don't say out daft.
It's good to see her going out, Ray.
I'm glad her mate asked her. Especially as there might be a job going at the pot bank where she works. And I'm having my day out Saturday.
Ah, I've made a start on your jumper. I'll have it ready for when you go to Stoke.
Wash your mouth out, Connie. It's veal, not Stoke.
Ah, well, you'll be well wrapped up and all.
We should stop talking to me as though I'm a toddler. Hey, up, what she forgot?
Hiya, Dad, it's me again. Look what I brought for you.
Mark, how at, son?
Oh, Gran's here.
Hello to you too, Mark.
Well, that mum being driven off just now.
She's gone up Anley for a night out.
Oh. I'll fetch you a beer, Dad.
Oh, you daft beggar. I'm not supposed to have any of that beautiful stuff. Give me a glass.
I'll go. Sit down, Mark, if you're stopping.
So, I hear you're feeling better, Dad.
I am, I can just ease myself up out of this thing now. Physio next week, you know. I'm optimistic they'll get me right in the long run.
He's going to football on the strength of it.
Thank you, Connie. I'm not a puppet. I can work my own strings, they knowst.
Well, I think I'll wash teapots while I'm here. Do you want help, Wendy?
You wash them up and I'll come and dry them, Gran.
Right. Well, you know where I am if you need me.
So we're about it then, eh? Fancy going to match? I've rung up. I know where go. It's £3.50 for me and £6 for you, but don't worry about that. It's on me.
Sorry, Dad. I can't make it Saturday.
Oh, Wendy said you might be working. Can't you get day off?
No, I can't. And anyway, I'm sorry, like, but I'm not really interested in football.
What do you mean, not interested? Don't tell me you watch that shower in red and white stripes.
No. I mean, I've got things sort out. I've got a lot on my mind.
Well, get them off your mind, then. Come on.
I can't, Dad.
Oh, don't let me down, Mark. I've arranged it. What about Saturday night, then? Come down to the pub and have a few pints. What the bloody hell's up with you two? Are we on for Saturday night or not?
No, Dad. I'm going out with Philip.
And you're gonna cancel it? Oh, well, if your fancy friends are more important than your old mon, well...
Philip's not a fancy friend, Dad.
What the bloody hell is he, then? Royalty?
Don't a shout, Dad.
Well, here's me trying to cheer me son up and you come along and burst me bubble. Connor even spend one night with your invalid dad.
Dad!
What's wrong, eh? Is it because I'm crippled? Don't know what be saying with me, is that it?
No, Dad. I'm trying to tell you something.
Well, go on then, tell me. Tell me you don't know what be saying with me. Go on.
Me and Philip.
Oh, Philip's backside in your nose for a cork.
Nor his nose you won't worry about.
Wendy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark, honest. It just slipped out. I wanted to make a joke.
You what? I'm not bloody daft, you know. Are you telling me that you and him are...
I thought you ought to know, Dad. Before anyone else told
Bloody hell.
Don't blow up, Dad. It's not easy for Mark.
Get out!
Sorry, Dad.
Get out my house, hear me? I said get out my bloody house!
Rick, all right. Here's your drink, love. I don't get up.
Today's episode was written by Mark Bickerton. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.